Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself. Hello, and welcome back to Beyond the Checklist. Today, we're going to dive into a big, sticky topic for so many of us, and that is routines. More specifically, we'll talk about why routines often fail, neurodivergent brains, and what we can try instead that actually supports us rather than setting us up to feel like we failed. If you've ever made the perfect morning routine and abandoned it by day three or one, or downloaded a productivity system that made everything harder, this episode is for you. Let's get one thing out of the way. You are not bad at routines. Most routines are just not built for your brain. Neurodivergent folks, especially those with ADHD, autism, sensory sensitivity, or executive dysfunction, have different needs when it comes to predictability, novelty, flexibility, and structure. So when you try to force yourself into a system that relies on rigid consistency, zero variation or high executive function, and then fail, it's not a personal flaw, it's a design mismatch. Here are some common signs that the routine isn't designed for your brain. You forget to even start it. You lose interest after a few days. It works when you feel on, but completely breaks down when you're tired, sick, or overwhelmed. And it adds stress instead of creating ease. Does this sound familiar? Let's talk about some of the key reasons this happens through a neurodivergent lens. The first one is executive dysfunction. It's not about not caring. It's about the friction of switching tasks, remembering steps, or initiating without external support. Time blindness. If you can't feel the passage of time on a reliable basis, routines built around fixed clocks or schedules can fall apart really fast. The neurodivergent person also has an interest-based nervous system, which means that they're driven by curiosity, urgency, or novelty, not just structure. So if the routine is too repetitive, it can start to feel boring and hard to follow, even when it is helpful. There's demand sensitivity. A routine that feels like a demand, like a requirement, even one that we made ourselves, can trigger resistance, shutdown, or overwhelm. And the inflexibility of perfect plans. The moment one part of a rigid routine breaks, the whole thing can collapse. Neurodivergent folks often need room for variation, options, and check-ins. Routines aren't bad, but most are built without these factors in mind. So what can actually work, especially if you're neurodivergent? So here are six things that you can build into routines for yourself or for people around you, and things that I've done for myself and will share with clients. Create flexible anchors, not a rigid schedule. So instead of at 8 a.m. I do this, then at 8:15 I do that, try a flexible anchor, which is after I make tea, I'll stretch for a few minutes. After I brush my teeth, I'll take a deep breath. Something like that. So something that you're already doing on a regular basis that's already a routine. Anchor the new thing that you want to do to that familiar cue, not a particular time. Another tool is routine menus. You can create a menu of options for a time of day or a situation. So if you're not sure what you'll be up for in a particular day, because it does change, you can have a menu of options for your morning. So maybe your options are, I'll do some light movement, I'll listen to music, I'll sit in the sun. off, journal for 5 minutes. Have a list of options of things that you know can help you settle and that still helps you reach that goal of implementing a new routine. And allow your body and your brain to choose what is best for you in that moment. Another tool is low bandwidth starts. So start with actions that take very little activation energy. Lay out clothes the night before. Use checklists. Break things into 30-second actions to kickstart momentum. Don't say, I want to start working out, so I'm going to make a plan to go to the gym every single day for an hour. No, start small. What takes really little energy for you to actually do it? Maybe it's, I'll go for a walk. When I walk the dog, I'll do an extra lap or something. Something that takes really little activation energy in order to get started. Another tool is built-in variety. Allow for a rotation, allow for theme days, change things up. Don't do the same thing every day because that repetition can start to feel boring. For example, Monday could be an admin day, Wednesday could be a client day, and maybe that day has to change every few weeks depending on your needs and what's happening for you. Even a subtle variety can help avoid monotony burnout. Use tools that talk back, not in a mean way, but things like timers, alarms, visual cues, or even co-working sessions. They can act as a gentle nudge from the outside world when internal motivation isn't enough. The majority of the work that I do with people is often that body doubling, sitting with them while they're trying to get the thing done and giving them those gentle nudges. Oh, we were going to work on this and we're getting pulled out. Is that thing that is distracting you more important right now? Because then maybe we switch tasks. Or should we come back to what we had originally talked about wanting to do in this moment? So it's an outside observer, and I have no stake in what we do or not. I'm just there to support and to guide and to nudge and hopefully make things a little bit easier and less stressful. And last tip and tool is permission to adjust daily. Your energy, focus, and capacity change day to day, hour to hour. Create routines that allow check-ins or toggles that can help you meet yourself where you are instead of demanding the same version of you every single day. So an example of this can be a person wants a bedtime routine to help them sleep better. At first, you could start a really rigid routine, a really rigid plan. Okay, everything goes off. All screens go off at 9 o'clock. At 9:15, hop in the shower, and the lights have to be off, and you have to be in bed by 10 o'clock. That's a really rigid routine, having a clear time attached to every action. So instead, use anchors. After brushing your teeth, then maybe you turn on a light and read a book, the book that's on your nightstand. Having a menu of sleep prep options. So it doesn't have to be everything all the time. Maybe it's a tea. Maybe it's journaling. Maybe it's a stretch. Maybe it's reading. Maybe it's listening to an audiobook or a podcast. There's a menu of options to help the person's body settle. And then you can choose in that moment, in that day, what is work best for you. And you might even add a cue as a wind down nudge. So it could be an alarm on your phone, maybe at 9:30. Hey, it's 9:30. Maybe we should start winding down for the night. Like maybe your alarm says, check out your sleep menu. What do you want to do tonight? Like, make it a conversation with yourself when you were in a space trying to set yourself up for your new habits. Create things that are responsive, not prescriptive. And of course, one of the most important things to remember is you're allowed to change your routine as often as you need to. You're not inconsistent. You're adjusting to your life. You're adjusting to a responsive nervous system and a brain that might have and probably does have different needs day to day. It's not chaos. It's not inconsistency. It's adaptability. That's all for today. If this episode helped you rethink your relationship to your routines, I would love for you to share or leave a review. As always, I have lots of tools and resources. I'll share them in the show notes that you can take a look at and see if they're helpful for creating some of these routines for yourself. Can't wait for next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. If something from today's episode resonated with you, I would love for you to share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It helps more people find the support they deserve. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.